Hello and welcome to Talk Talk. I'm Oliver Kim, and in this episode I'm going to be talking about categorical moral reasoning. In the previous episode I talked about consequentialist moral reasoning, and now I'm going to talk about categorical moral reasoning. And there is one philosopher's name that you really should associate with this type of moral reasoning, and that is Immanuel Kant. He was a big-time philosopher who really spent quite a bit of time thinking about morality and ethics, among other things. And he was a very strong proponent, a strong supporter of categorical moral reasoning. And what is that? In the previous episode, I already mentioned a few examples where we've seen, certain acts might lead to a good result, but the act itself is not okay. Okay, and that is one of the things that categorical moral reasoning is about. And to pick up again on the trolley car mind experiment that I started last time, remember it was like this: should you turn the steering wheel of a trolley car to save the lives of five people? Okay, and at the cost of one life, because one person is going to die, and many people are going to say, okay, yeah, that's unfortunately something that I will be doing. But let's now imagine the following. Let's imagine that you can also save the five people by pushing another person in front of the tracks of the trolley car, and this stops the trolley car but kills this person. Would this be morally okay? The consequence would be the same. The consequence would be that one person would die, but five people would live. And still, now, many people are not going to do that because they would consider that immoral and unethical. And the question is, why is that? Okay, and that is something that we're going to be talking about in this episode. Kant said, forget about the outcome. Worry about what the morally right act is in the first place. You don't know what the outcome is going to be. Okay, you got to do, lying is never allowed, not even white lies, these are called emergency lies, and not even they are allowed. Okay, always stick to the moral rule, to the moral principle. And now that's, of course, a little bit easy to say. What is the right thing to do now? And for that, Kant had an explanation. He said the following: always do that what would apply in a similar situation. Okay, or in the same situation, you always got to do the same thing. Try to generalize the rule. Try to generalize the rule. So, for example, in order to pick up the example from last episode, is it okay to sell grades? Yeah. Kant would say, okay, generalize it. From now on, the selling of grades is okay and is allowed. Test it. Is this okay? Is this going to work? And it's not going to work. And one of the reasons is because if you start selling grades, a professor starts selling grades, essentially you defeat the purpose of the education system. You cannot have this. This is not a thing that we can always generalize. Okay, or to give you another example, is it okay to steal food if I'm hungry? Okay, I need the food. It's a biological requirement. Now I'm going to steal food because I'm hungry. Well, okay, from now on, let's try and generalize. From now on, every time when a person has a need for something, this person is allowed to steal. Is this something that we can have? And it is like this, that no, we cannot have that. It's important for the functioning of our society. And therefore, this, according to Immanuel Kant, is not going to be morally acceptable. Okay. So I mean, maybe you've already have heard of the statement, do the ends justify the means? That's the way it goes. Okay. The ends, does the outcome justify the means? And if you have this type of reasoning, the ends justifying the means, then you are essentially saying you can do whatever you want as long as the outcome is good. That would be a typical example of a consequentialist moral reasoning. However, Kant would totally disagree. Okay, he says don't look at the ends, don't look at the outcome, but worry about the right thing. Okay. And I'm going to give you some other interesting hints here. But Kant is pretty practical, really. It's like this, that to use the selling of grades, it's like this. It's immoral for both sides. It's immoral from the side of the professor and also from the side of the student. Okay, and I will explain you why. It's actually a double problem. First of all, because the professor was using the student for his own benefit. Okay. That is already a problem because Kant says never ever use a person as a tool. Always see a person as an end in him or herself. And what did the student do? Why was she being immoral? This was the reason because she now used the professor to gain an advantage for her grades. It was immoral on both sides. Okay, and we can, and in addition to that, it's an act that we cannot generalize. So according to Kant, you cannot. It's like this, that you are not allowed to make an exception for yourself. So the rules always apply. You cannot say, I am allowed to steal because I'm hungry, but somebody else is not allowed to do that. Okay, and you got to be honest. I mean, if you claim that you have the right to steal from other people, then the other people must also have the right to steal from you. It's the same rule for everyone. And what Kant said is that those rules that can be generalized to apply at all times, those rules are called categorical imperatives. So it is the word categorical means that a certain act is always right, either categorically right, like or categorically wrong. Okay, so that is we don't look at the outcome; we just look at the act itself, and no questions asked. You cannot do that. Okay, you cannot push a person in front of the tracks of a runaway trolley car to save five people. That's not allowed. It's categorically not allowed. So that is where the word actually comes from. Yeah. So again, some criticisms here. Of course, Kant's moral reasoning has also been criticized. And one of the problems is it is really, how shall I say, sometimes a little bit impractical, I would say. It's very difficult to stick to the moral rule. And I think that sometimes it's not always clear what the moral rules are because the situations are new. I want to give you an example over here. Just to clarify this a little bit. Let's say you see a poor person on the road and we are now agreed that according to Kant, you're not allowed to give the money to the person to make the person happy or to make yourself happy. That is not the right motivation. Because if you give money to the poor person because you feel sorry for the person, okay? And if you give money for that reason, you're not being a bad person if you do that. But actually, you've helped yourself, right? You just want to sleep better at night because you want to not have a bad conscience. Yeah? So that is the thing a little bit. Okay, so with what motivation should I now give the money, according to Kant, to this poor person? I'm not allowed to make myself happy. I mean, if the poor person is happy, good for him. But remember, we don't look at the outcome. We don't care about the resulting happiness now. And according to Kant, it is like this, that you have to give the money out of a sense of obligation and duty. You have to give the money because it is your obligation as a fellow human being to help other people. Okay? If you feel happy at doing so, good for you. Okay? But that should not be the motivation. Now, is there also I'm gonna actually extend this example a little bit here. Is there also a way to give money and you are being immoral? Okay, so basically, if you give it out of a sense of duty, according to Kant, you're being a good person. If you give it out, if you give the money and it makes the person feel happy and it makes you feel happy, but actually otherwise there's nothing more around that, well, good for you. You're not being a bad person, certainly. But is there also a way to give money to make you immoral? And I also found an example here. Yeah, I'm going to give the person money so that the other people around me can see what a good person I am. Okay? And if I do that, then I'm using the other person. Okay? I'm using the person not as an end in him or herself, but I'm using the other person as a tool to actually improve my position, to make myself appear better in front of other people. Okay? So that is always important. Okay? Always mind your motive. Why are you helping other people? What is the real motive behind it? If it makes you feel good, fine. But that should not be the motivation behind it. The motivation should be, it is your sense of obligation as a fellow human being. And if you try to improve your own position by helping other people, then you're being downright immoral. Okay, so just to see a little bit how the whole thing works here, and I would say that's pretty much it for right now. So I'm going to summarize this. I talked about categorical moral reasoning in the previous episode. No, in this episode, I talked about consequentialist moral reasoning in the previous episode, and these are the two big, almost contradicting ways coming to a decision what the right thing is to be done. Okay, and really, in reality, it's like this, that sometimes people will be using probably more the consequentialist view, and sometimes other people, sometimes the same people might be using more the categorical view. Okay, so, okay, I wish you all the best.